This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, Rabbi Isai. As we prepare for Parshas Shoftim, and we come closer to Rosh Hashanah, and as we've mentioned many times, even though the Yemei HaDin are approaching, they are not. That is not reflected in the Haftarah that we lay, but instead, we're still discussing the inyan of Nechama for 7 weeks after Tisha B'Av, all the way up to Erev Rosh Hashanah. And there's a pasuk in this week's Haftarah. When I looked at it first, it seemed like a very obscure pasuk, a pasuk that we may not be familiar with. And then after looking at it more carefully, I think it's a pasuk that everybody knows quite well. Chasaf Hashem Ezraya Kachay. God revealed His holy arm, Le'enei Kol HaGoyim, before the eyes of all the Gentiles, V'ra'u Kol Afsei Oretz, and all the ends of the world will see Eis Yeshuas Elokeinu, the salvation of our God. There are a number of very important questions here, and they are raised by the B'nai Yisaschar, Reb Tzvi Elimelech of Dinov. Now when I say, did you ever see this pasuk before? Is this pasuk familiar to you?
Yeah.
I don't think so. No, don't say yeah.
No.
No, it's not.
No,
no, it's not.
No.
How is it familiar to you?
Sounds like
oh, okay, that's the right answer. Yes, that was the answer. At first glance, it's not, but there is a pizma in that we sing, which is based off this pasuk. Chasoyiv zroya kochecha, right? Or chasoyiv zroya kochecha. We say, God, uncover, reveal your holy arm, the car of Ketzah Yeshua, and bring the end of the salvation. That's what we're saying. Chasav Hashem zroya kochoy, v'ro chalav seyaretz eis Yeshua selekeinu. So question number one is, what does it mean God should reveal His holy arm? You want to say, show your strong arm that I understand. What do you mean reveal, like uncover? Like what's hidden beneath the arm that God needs to uncover? That's question number one. Number two, when it comes to uncovering God's arm, it's Yud Kei Vav Kei, Chasaf Hashem Es Zeraya Kachai. But when it comes to the salvation, it's Eis Yeshuas Elokeinu. Number three, why should God reveal His arm to the Goyim? Why not reveal His arm to us? And then a little bit later on, the B'nai Yisaschar asks a very interesting question. Any people here, medaktikim, bali diktuk? Nobody admit. Rabbi Yosef is a bali diktuk. Okay. There's one word here which violates the laws of regular diktuk, and that is, v'ro kol afsei. Aretz.
Yeah, because it should have been
Aretz. It's Aretz. The only time it's Aretz is if it's at the end of a pasuk or an asnachta. But here it's at a zakev katan.
There are many exceptions to that rule.
Really? But luckily we don't know about any others besides this one. So therefore, right? Therefore, the question is, why is it Baruch Chal Avsei Aretz? It should be Aretz. Says the B'nai Yisasev, Omer Lecha Oid Al Pi'ana Letaretz Hodin Nimsar, V'roi kalafse oretz kamatz bezakev shloi b'mishpat klali addicted to have a leili naked besegal. Okay, now we're going to say a rule, which was a lot of people over the years. People have tainus on. People don't like it. People ask me about, but I still maintain it's true. Says the Medrash Tanchuma, there's a stira. Kasov yisa Hashem panavei lecha. One pasuk says God will show you favoritism. God will countenance His face to you. The Kasav Echad Aymer, and one pasuk says, Asher lo yisafanim, that He doesn't show favoritism. Oyse tshuva noyse leipanim. If He does tshuva, God will show Him favoritism. And if He doesn't do tshuva, in other words, we have a stira. One pasuk says, God will show you favoritism. One pasuk says, not. The answer is, if you do tshuva, God will show you favoritism. Yachal HaKoyl, I would think anyone could do tshuva. Talmud Loimar Eilecha, therefore it says to you, V'loy L'uma Me'akam, but not Goyim. Gentiles cannot do tshuva. Gentiles cannot do tshuva. It doesn't work.
What about Nineveh?
What about it?
Didn't they do tshuva?
They did. Did it work?
No.
That's a big question on the Medrash. That's a big question on the Medrash. The Medrash says Goyim cannot do tshuva. It seems that on Yom Kippur we read about the story of Nineveh. The Nineveh, didn't Yonah tell a nation of Assyrians to do tshuva? But that's what the Medrash says. And by the way, that's how we seem to paskin. I remember there's a certain shir I give once a year in Brooklyn. And at the end of the shir, somebody is waiting there outside on the steps. And every year he comes over to me, Goyim can't do tshuva? No, we don't hold that way. And every year I tell him, yeah, we do hold that way. The Ma'bit says it, and the Rama Mipano says it, and the Chidah says it, and the Medrash Tanchuma says it. So if you could find someone who argues, I'd be very happy to know. What? No, he's a Haimash Yid with a long beard. So, Yeshivashi. Anyway, somebody wants to ask me, the Rambam doesn't say this. I would say the Rambam doesn't not say this. Anyway, the Rambam doesn't say Goyim could do tshuva, the Rambam doesn't really discuss it. But anyway, the Achronim seem to say, based on this Medrash, that Goyim can't do tshuva. That's how the Ma'bid Paskins, we know the Ma'bid's name was Rav Moshe Mitrani. He was a contemporary of the Beis Yosef. He says, look at number 5, V'acher shenesbar derech klal ikar ha-tshuva li-Yisrael. Now, in the past we've said many times, why would that be? Either tshuva works or it doesn't work. Why? If either the engine works or the engine doesn't work. Why? It's like makas dam. When a Jew drinks from the cup, it's water. And when an Egyptian drinks from the cup, it's... Either you could do tshuva or you can't do tshuva. So the Chidah says a beautiful idea, and this is an idea advanced by the Bnei Yisachar, and that is that our relationship with God is different than the relationship that the nations of the world have with God. How is that? That our relationship with God is our Father. Right? Like the Pasuk says in Parashas Re'eh, Banim Atem Lashem Lekechem. You are the children of Hashem. You ever hear this, you know, sometimes you hear on the radio, after all, we're all the children of the living Lord. Right? It's a bunch of rubbish. It's not true. We're not all the children of the Lord. Only the Jewish people are the children of the Lord. The Gentiles are beloved, but they're not the children of the Lord. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tzelem. Yeah? Beloved is man that they're created in the image of God. Chavivin Yisrael Shenikru Banim Lamakim. Fine. So what is the relationship of the Gentiles with God? They are His subjects and God is their king. Malach Elohim Agoyim. Also, that makes a big difference. Because if, let's say, your kid is sitting in your seat, are they Amorid B'Malchus? Or could you give them Rishus to sit in your chair? Can a child be given permission to sit in his father's chair? Yes. Av shemachal al kavoidoi, kavoidoi machal. How about a king? Could a king? Melech shemachal al kavoidoi, ein kavoidoi machal. Therefore, a Jew could do tshuva, because our relationship to Hashem is that of a son to a father. So since Hashem is our father, he could be moichalas. But the nations of the world are not children to Hashem. God is their king, and therefore he cannot forgive them. Melech shemachal al kavoidoi, ein kavoidoi machal. Look at number 6. Mikamakoim. Huktzas Pesach lekabler b'tshuva umalas hatshuva da'anachnu banim lamakoyim va'av shemachal al kvoidei kvoidei machal. Comes the Rama Mipano, and he asks the question that many of us are bothered by. So what did they do in Nineveh? Didn't Yonah say, Oed arboim yoim v'Nineveh nepoches, and it wasn't overturned? So one thing the Malbim says is, yes it was. They were utterly destroyed. They were. They just deferred. Goyim could defer punishment. They can't do tshuva. In fact, 120 years later, Nineveh was destroyed. Oid is gematria, 80. Arbaim is 40. 80 and 40. 120 years later, Nineveh was destroyed. Goyim could defer. They can't get atonement. Look in the Rama Mipano. V'yadua she'azharasam misasam. By Goyim, I have a question. Is talking about Chazaras Hashatz one of the Sheva Mitzvot B'nai Noyach?
No.
So people want to know, nobody's allowed to talk by Chazaras Hashatz? No, Goyim are allowed to talk by Chazaras Hashatz. Right? So if a Goy talks by Chazaras Hashatz... Now if a Goy was not allowed to talk by Chazaras Hashatz, we wouldn't even warn them, because we know the halach is by Akum, Azharosam Himisasam. We don't warn by the Sheva Mitzvot B'nai Noyach. Okay? So therefore, ain't tshuva maspekes lahem. They can't do tshuva. Tshuva is only something that is for somebody who could be warned. Goyim are not warned. But you know how a goy could do tshuva? If he becomes a ger. Now, why can't goyim do tshuva? He says a different svara than the chida. He says, "V'taima demilso ki atshuva hi mitzvah saseh achas." It's a mitzvah saseh nesiachdu ba Yisrael. Altsad hachemla. It's a special mitzvah given to Jews out of mercy. V'nilva hager aleim, and the goy accompanies us. The ger accompanies us also to have this privilege. Umi she'enu mitzuva, anyone who's not commanded in the mitzvah of tshuva, lav kol kaminei, he doesn't have the power, limchois ka'av pesha v'cha'anan chatasav, to wipe out his sins. Even Naaman, who's only a ger toishav, couldn't do tshuva. Asidim litin esadina, ma'ashav ra'aleim ha'masim, ma'ashalo yasu. Elo she'em kroivim ala tikun. They are, a ger toishav is close to correcting themselves, v'nakol zois v'ini Hashem. Aye, what about Nineveh? V'yal yiksha b'enecha me'anshe Nineveh. Har beit shuva ispadavar. There are many answers. What are they? Ho'echad, ki riboy uchluseha hayam o'ir aleim rachamim. B'shul yud beiz riboy adam she'im bahem cheid u'behim araba. Shahaya charbana avod chilek rav u'masuyim ba'olam. Means that because there were so many people in Nineveh, how does Yonah end? That there were behema rabba, meaning there were myriads of people there. The fact that there were millions of people there elicited an extra degree of rachame shemayim. That even though no individual goy could do tshuva, but the fact that there were so many, the population was so great, God would have had mercy on them. That's the first answer. Second answer. They went out of their way to follow the halacha in a way that they weren't required, and therefore God gave them, went out of His way to give them the ability to do tshuva. In what way did they go out of their way to follow the Torah, even where it's not required? And that is, what's the halacha if you steal a brick and you build it into a building, technically?
You destroy the building.
You have to raise the building and remove the brick to return the brick. But there's a takana that I think Hillel made, or the Chachamim made, that mitnei takanas hashavim, we say just pay for the brick. Otherwise no one's going to do tshuva. Right. The guy steals a thread, and he makes a custom suit out of it. So now the nigzal says, hey, give me my thread back! You know, he rips the thread out of the suit. The whole suit goes down the drain, so we say just pay the guy for the thread. So in Nineveh, they went out of their way to return the item that they stole. So because they went out of their way to follow the din Torah, therefore God went out of His way and He let them do tshuva. Now I would ask, Nineveh went out of their way? They had to take out the brick. Hillel, when Hillel made a takana, you could pay for it. He made the takana for Goyim? I don't think so. Didn't he only make it for Klal Yisrael? Okay, that's a question I don't know the answer to. And number three, Nineveh never did tshuva. Gimel, afheim lo nitzulu ela herach lahem apai. God just delayed punishment. L'shalem gumol tza'akasam. To pay the recompense to reward them for their outcry and for the ma'isim in olam hazeh. But ulasoif neskayim behem kol chazoin nacham ho al kushi. In the end, the whole vision came true. Sh'amar aleim kel kanoi v'noikim. God took revenge. So the bottom line is, even Nineveh were not able to do tshuva.
Why was Jonah so upset? He was upset that he would show the difference between the Anshei Nineveh and Klal Yisrael.
No, but
the Anshei, no. I mean, you assume normally, until you heard this, that the Anshei Nineveh did tshuva.
So,
and Klal Yisrael couldn't.
Right, right. So I guess what he's saying is that they repented. It doesn't work. And ultimately, they were going to be punished. But what Yonah was upset about is, what Yonah was afraid of is they would change their ways and delay punishment, and we couldn't even do that, you know? We couldn't even do the paltry tshuva that they did.
Well, but everyone in that generation in Nineveh who did what their version of tshuva, they were saved.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't until that grandchildren's generation
So then it comes out what he's saying is, but when they went upstairs, they were punished. They were punished. They were held accountable. They didn't erase the...
They went downstairs, they didn't get punished.
Yeah, exactly. Oid Arbaim. Oid Arbaim. Oid is 80 and Arbaim is 40. Okay. Bottom line is, comes the Bnei Yisachar and he tells us, what does it mean God should reveal? Yeah, he saw it and therefore he didn't strike him down immediately, but he was patient. But ultimately they were punished. So says Bnei Yisachar, he says we could explain the meaning of this pasuk that God revealed his holy arm based on what we said many times from the words of Chazal, and it's paskin like that from the Gedolim, the Rambam, Yipan, the Ma'abit, that tshuva only helps for Jews and not for Goyim. And at first glance, it looks like corruption. It looks like a corrupt system. It looks like a corrupt system. That this concept that tshuva only works for Yidden and not for Goyim is based on justice. Really, legally, tshuva should not help the kaimalon melech shemachal al kvoide and kvoide machal. Avolios Yisrael him kviyachal amusamine button. Since God bore us. What does that mean, God? When do we say this language? Amusamine button? Could you pass me a siddur? Do we? When do we say this expression? Amusa mine baten. We say it, Av harachamim. Hu yirachim am?
Amusim.
Okay, that's when we say amusim. Where do we ever say amusa mine baten? Do we say it by Kiddush Levana? Do we say it in Kiddush Levana? Yes, v'la'levana amar shetischadesh, ateras tiferes la'amusei baten. To those who he carried in his womb. Can you imagine such an? I don't think I ever paid attention to that. That God says, yeah, that God says about us that what are we? He bore us. We were carried in God's womb. What does that mean? Because we're His children. We're His children. K'dachsiv banim atem l'Hashem l'keichem. V'akadosh baruch hu lamay av. God is a father to us. V'kai malon av shemachal al kavoidoi. Kavoidoi machal. Al kein li Yisrael mahani tshuva. Therefore, tshuva helps. Im kein hakol be'emes v'hakol b'din. So tshuva works legally because we're His children. V'nei la'asid lavai. In the future, yismahu kol agoyim. All the nations of the world will wonder. Lama loy mahani tshuva luhu uli Yisrael mahani. Why? The nations will wonder. It's not fair. The system's not fair. Tshuva works for you guys, not for us. They're going to think there's a corrupt system. So what's Hashem going to do? How's Hashem going to show in the future? The Goyim are going to say, this is not fair. The system's corrupt. Tshuva works for these people, not for us. You know what Hashem's going to do? He's going to reveal His holy arm. What's on God's holy arm? His tefillin. And what does it say in the tefillin of God? Mi ka'amcha Yisrael goy echa ba'aretz. No. We're not all the same. Not all the nations of the world are the same. Zeraya kocha him tefillin demari alma. Like it says, all the parashas of tefillin are written on His arm. It's not the pshat God wears tefillin. His arm is tefillin. Like Chazal Darshan, God swore by His right hand, that's the Torah. He swore by His left hand is a tefillin. What does it say in God's tefillin? Mi goy gadol asher lo yelekim kroivim eilav, kashem elekeinu b'chol kareinu eilav. Targum says, we're able to have our tefillin answered at a time of tzara. The meaning is, since we are kroivav, amusa mine baten, kiviyachal, we're banim mamish. By the way, what does it say in the pasuk on God's tefillin? Mi goga shalekim kroivim eilav. It doesn't say kroivim. Kroivim eilav. close to Him, not to anybody else, because He's our Father. That's why our tshuva helps. That's why our tefillah helps. Av shemachal kvoidoy kvoidoy machal. In the end of days, the Goyim are going to say, God, why do you only accept the tshuva of Klal Yisrael? So you know what God's going to do? He's going to say, look at my arm. On my arm it says why I accept the tshuva of Klal Yisrael. It says, ki mi goy gadol shalei elokim krovim elav. But the umay sa'olam, melech, kidachsiv, melech elokim al goyim. And melech shemachna al kvodein kvodein machal. Memela, when Hashem reveals His arm, all the far-flung corners of the world will see the tefillin of the Master of the world, that we are close to Him, we are banim lekel chai, and therefore, listen to this, Yudke Vavke will reveal His arm. But when the Yudke Vavke reveals His arm, you know what the Goyim are going to understand? That tshuva works me ikar hadin, elikim. Tshuva works legally. This is what it means. Ro kolapse aretz es yeshuas elokeinu. That demonstrates on the legal right for tshuva to work. Let's give one more example. You know, it says that Klal Yisrael came across the Yam Suf, and then God, Klal Yisrael said, "Where's God? Where's God? Where is He? Where'd He go?" And what happened right after? Vayavay Amalek. So the Medrash says, what does the fact that we asked, where is God, have to do with Amalek coming? So the Medrash gives a mashal. There's a child who's riding on the shoulder of his father. And he sees his father's friend. He said, hey, do you know where my father is? So his father says, you're riding on my shoulders. You want to know where I am? I'll tell you where I am. He throws him off the shoulders. And what happens? A dog comes and bites him. An enemy comes and hurts him. You have the chutzpah, I'm putting you on my shoulders, you want to know where I am? So the father throws him off, you'll find out in a minute where I am. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I took you out of Mitzrayim. I carried you on Anani HaKavod like a father. And you want to know, where am I? I'll let you know where I am. Vayavay Amalek. Ah, now we can understand the diktuk of what? V'ro chalafse aretz. So now I'm going to tell you a Kabbalistic rule. Why is the kamat by the zakef? It should be a segal. V'yizbar, I'm not available, yeah? V'yizbar, al pi masha kasav, it becomes clear based on what's written in my drushim for Chanukah. You want to hear a beautiful diak? It's almost Chanukah time. Okay. In the Yalan Nisim, we say Kisha Amda Malchus Yavan Harasha Al. No, Kisha Amda Malchus Yavan Al Amcha Yisrael. First word Amcha Yisrael, and then at the time of the Yeshua, it says V'yachar Kach Ba'u Banecha. What happened? The beginning of the story were Amcha, or just his nation, and the end of the story were his children. So the answer is V'hu Al Pima Shadarshu Chazal. He quotes this Medrash of Ayovay Amalek, where we ask, where is God? And God says, you want to know where I am? I'll tell you where I am. He started to call out, where's my father? And the father throws him. The same thing when it comes to Malchus Yavan. At first, Malchus Yavan came al Amcha Yisrael to make us forget the Torah. By the way, how did Yavan come to make us forget the Torah? They wanted us to learn various philosophies and Greek wisdom. And they wanted us to forget the Torah by delving into what's called Chachmas Chitzonios. But at the time of the salvation, it says, V'acher kach bo banecha. We realize we are the children who are born by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are naturally drawn after God like a child to his father. You see, if you don't trust somebody, you need to philosophize and figure it out and understand, I don't understand, and to delve. But a child just has trust in his father. So but when the Klal Yisrael saw that God saved us from the Yevanim and that their philosophy wasn't doing anything for us, so we didn't need philosophia, but we relied on our emunah, which is lamalam in achachma. What is above chachma? Al pi kabbalah, above chachma is keser. Above chachma is even keser. The nekuda of kamatz, the Zayar says, is the keser. Therefore, it says, "Vero chalaf se'aretz bekamatz." Bekamatz, meaning we realized everything is bedin, that we are naturally drawn after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we don't need philosophia, and that's how tshuva helps. The bottom line is, regarding the questions we've asked, number one, what does it mean God will reveal His arm? It means He will show the nations of the world the tefillin. On the tefillin it says, we are related to God. Mi kashem lekenu, umi goy gadol ashaloy alekim, kroivim elav. And when the nations of the world see that, they will recognize that we legally have the right to do tshuva, as God is our Father and we are His children. And that's why He's going to reveal it to the goyim, and ultimately it will be Elokeinu. Marv Rabbeisai, so when it comes to Chanukah, what do we ask God? We say, Chasoiv Zeroya Kodshacha, the Karev Ketz HaYeshua. Reveal your arm and bring the Mashiach. Now, until today, we thought reveal your arm is show your might and redeem us. But now, what does reveal your arm mean? Show the world your tefillin. So what do the tefillin got to do with bringing the geula? So maybe we could suggest, when God reveals the tefillin to the world, what is He showing the world? That we are His children. The Medrash says there's certain things that a father has to do to his son. He has to teach him Torah. And one of the things he has to do is, a father's chayiv liftoi says, bana, benoi. Look at number 12. Ki savayol arutz moish vayseichem. Kama dvarim chayiv adam lasis levnoi. Shana rabbi senu, chamisha dvarim ha'av chayiv lasis laben. Who's the father? Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who's the ben? Elu Yisrael. A father's chayiv lamos benoi. God mauled us. Ha'av chayiv lefdoisai. A father is obligated to redeem his child. So perhaps we say, Chasoiv zeroya kochecha. Reveal your arm. Show the world we are kroivim elav, that we are your child. And once we are your child, then Ribbono Shel Olam v'karev ketz HaYeshua, you are now obligated to redeem us. So we should be zoiche by reading this Haftorah. Chasav Hashem Azraya Kodshoi. It should become manifest to the world that we are banim la'makom, and thereby we are able to take advantage of the great gift of tshuva. And we know gedoyla tshuva shemekareves es hageula. We should be zoiche at geula shleima. Meher v'yameinu. Amen.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.